Okay, let's get into Parshas Mishpatim, Tavshin Pei Hei, as we get into details. Okay, we've been on stories for the entire Torah up until now, from Bereishis through Yisro, and now all of a sudden we get Torah, we get mitzvahs, we get aseis, we get los aseis, we get ben adam lamakom, we get ben adam lachavero, and it all starts with a vav. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, as we know, Rashi tells us that all of this was given at Har Sinai. Ve'ela would be posel as harishonim. Ve'ela is mosef al harishonim. So we realize that this whole section, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, is all from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. And the first section, as we know, is Eved Ivri. The first section that is explicitly written. Obviously, not the first section. We have a couple of halachas mentioned at the end of Yisro about how to build a mizbeach and the ramp up to the Mizbeach and a couple of others about Avodah Zarah. But then the first major section that we have here is Ve'ela HaMishpatim. And the question that's asked by many Mefarshim is, why is this the first section that comes juxtaposed to Har Sinai? Ki Sikna Eved Ivri, when you buy an Eved Ivri, right, who stole Sheish Shanim Yavad, he works for 6 years, if it's a Shifcha Kananis, all the details of Avadim and Shvachas, why is this? So we mentioned years ago a thought from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, but this year we'll go with a different thought from the Aznayim LaTorah. You have it there, source number one. The Aznayim LaTorah says, Ki Sigma Eved Ivri, HaTorah Matchila, Es Ma'arechas HaMishpatim, B'mitzvah Eved Ivri. The Torah starts the world of Mishpat, rules and the legal system with the laws of Eved Ivri. U'mazhira otanu l'syachis b'chesed v'rachim v'la Eved Ha'ach. And we are told to treat him properly. There are rules of how to treat an Eved. And not to work him very hard. To feed him and to clothe him. And it tells us also the limits of his avoda. There are limits, right? The Gemara has one line where it says, Kalakone Eved La'atzmo Kukone Adon La'atzmo. La'atzmo, excuse me, right? The buying an Eved is like buying an Adon, because, right, there's one pillow, right, that he gets it. There are many, many privileges that Avadim get. Like sometimes Avadim, Avdus, is mistranslated as slavery. It's not slavery, it's servitude. Servitude, somebody who stole, who can't pay back, or somebody who's very poor, right? The Rambam says, and I didn't give this to you, but Hilchas Avadim in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Kol Eved Ivri Osir Lavod Bo Befarech. Right, as the Aznayim LaTorah says right now, what does that mean? Ve'ezu avodas parech, zu avoda she'en la kitzva. O avoda she'en otzarech la. Avoda that has no amount. Just start working and I'll tell you when to stop. Or an avoda that you don't need. Elatia machshavaso laha'avido bilvad, shelo yivatel. Right, stam nothing and meaningless work. Right, that is avodas parech. So you're not allowed to do that. So these are the first set of laws that we are given after Har Sinai in the Torah. Ulech Ora says the Aznayim LaTorah. Why is this first? Shouldn't this be last? Ulech Ora Hayaroi LaHashir is Dinei HaAvadim LaSov Kol HaDinim BaMitzvus. This should be at the end of all the dinim and the mitzvus. Ki Elo Kol HaAdonim Achadashim Eila. It wasn't so long ago that we were Avadim. So what? We're gonna torture. We're going to abuse. We remember, we still have the welts on our back, right? Things haven't healed yet. So we need the laws of Avadim. You shouldn't even need this. Achzerak yatsumi beis ha'avadim agadol anora. We just went out of the beis ha'avadim. V'al oram ubisaram. Hirgishu heitev. Es hatam shel chayad vashibot. On their skin, on their flesh, they could still feel it. They could taste it. Ubevadai. His komamu kol azman benafsham pinima negar amishter hamedakav hamashabed hazeh. Obviously, inside they were against the ruling class, the adonim, right? They were obviously feeling terrible. Umahu negar mishpatim, umachu negar mishpatim keela, right? And they would protest. They say yala aladas. How could we have a havamina shekasher yishtachreru, that when these avadim, these victims finally got freed, alulim heim lehei hafeich la'adonim kashim, that they're going to flip and become, you know, those abusers, midak'im u'mishabdim esacheim u'bisaram, u'lehizyacheis aleim ke'al avadim. How is that possible? Right? You would think that you don't even need this, and if you want to mention it, okay, mention it at the end, says Al-Zayim Torah. No. The Torah knows. The Torah knows, and we've seen this, Rahman al-Itzlan, in history. Unlam, HaTorah Yarda L'Sov Daito V'Tichunosev Shel Adam. The Torah goes down to the psyche of a human being. Ki kol yetzer machshavos libo rak rak halayom. Because the machshavos of a person are evil deep down inside. What do we react to? V'ha'eved shel hayom shekavel mara al hashibud. Today's eved that cried foul about the shibud, v'diber gavoa al shivyon v'al achvas ha'amim, and spoke loftily about equality and giving equal time and equal presence to all the nations, al tzedek v'yosher, righteousness and judgment, misug al dafka leheafech. That those victims, those people that were oppressed, could very easily become the oppressors. V'yafilu l'machra shechruro, the day after, la'adon aritz umedake. Havenu misdaka l'chol ha'idealim, look around in the world. He's talking about the earlier Soviet Union, he's talking about many others. Shenilcham avuram etmol. V'shlomo ha'melech amar, tachas shalosh, rugza aretz, tachas eved ki yimloch. V'divrei ha'yamim shalamim ha'shonim alamdim otanu. Just look around at history, it teaches us, says Rav Sorotskin, ad kama nechonos umivusasos hachshashos eila. These chshashos, right when we went out of Mitzrayim, we needed these messages. I think we mentioned many years ago from this Shemen HaTov, also a similar thought. Shechashish HaTorah, ubiyameinu anurom, we see in our day, eich misyachsim ha'avadim, ha'poalim ha'madukayim, those workers that were subjugated, shetavsu as hashilton lidim, that now are in the ruling class, la'avdeyem ha'chadashim, how they, you know, look on their new avadim, ubazim l'chol divri ha'shivyon, they're not into equality. Right? Once they're on top, who needs the equality? Hatzedek va'yosher, shayim malayim b'fiyosein, that was in their mouths earlier, lifnei alutam l'melucha, before they went up, v'lachin esir ha'torah, b'kol ha'chomer alzeh, that's what the Torah says right now, you feel it? Right, remember, don't flip to the other side. Ve'amidas ha'mitzvah azos rishona la'acharei aseres ha'dibros. And he mentions that from his son. But we recognize that. Right, I think Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said years ago that you remember the feeling, you remember what it feels like to be an Eved. So that's what we always have to feel like whenever we are dealing with other people's states. The most important way of empathy is to recognize it, to try to Koma, but if you're bim komo, you know that's something to take with us. Okay, so that's avadim, and we needed avadim. We needed the laws of avadim even right away. So then we have other laws of Eved Ivri and Shivcha Kenanis, and of course we have the halacha of Eved Nirtza. Eved Nirtza, and the pasuk says if he wants to say lo etze chavshi. Bring him to the door. So we mentioned, I think, outside, not inside, a few weeks ago, but we mentioned it inside many years ago, so I thought we'd review it, because we haven't seen it inside in a long time. The Maral Diskin's comment on the Rashi. So Rashi notes, quoting from the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, why dafka the ear? Right? We think negatively about this Eved who wants to stay in Eved. So we pierce his ear. So why the ear? So Amar Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ozenzos pasuk vav, Ozenzos shamal arsin elo signov v'halach v'ganav teiratza. This person, this ear who heard at Har Sinai, don't steal v'halach v'ganav. So his ear has to be pierced. V'imelchar atzmon, if he's talking about not somebody who stole, who doesn't have enough money, but somebody who sells himself. Ozen, not somebody who just doesn't have, somebody who's poor. Ozen shashama. So either if this is a machru atzma or machru bezdin, again, the ozen shashama lo signov, or the second day of ozen shashama, ki libede yishal avadim b'la halach, v'kan adon la'atzma tiratza. Right, so why is it that the eved is, the question that the Maharal Diskin asks is, both of these issues of ozen shashama, Al Harsinai Lo Signov, or Ozen Shashama, that you're my Eved, both of these happened 6 years before. So why are we piercing the ear now? Ask the Maral Diskin, the Briska Rav, source 2. Verabim Makshim, Al Hadra Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Kiva Sha'onesh Hartzah, Hu Al HaGeneva Shaganav, since the Onesh is on the Geneva, Ha'ilol Ratea Tekef, B'shasha Machru Bezdin L'Simin Shaganav, U'machru Bezdin Lios Eved. Right, so why is it that the Onesh is on the earlier point, so we should punish him earlier, right? Punish him. The Gneva happened 6 years ago. Why do we wait? Why do we wait to punish him until now? The F. Shalomar, so says the Maral Diskin as follows. Shebishas ha-mechira ha-yadai lo ba-onesh ha-mechira. Shemochro solish tabed. Fine. At the earlier mechira, he already had an onesh. There was a separate onesh. The avdus itself was an onesh. So you don't have to have another onesh. The problem is, he obviously didn't realize it was an onesh. Right? Av acha shekalu shnos ha-shibud v'homer ha-hapti ha-sadoni v'nichale b'shibud gufo v'mashenosin l'rabba mizonos bad ishno banav. He likes the state of a less responsibility. He likes the state of shibud. So it was supposed to be an onesh, but he's comfortable. V'gali daite shaha onesh ha-machru bezdin lish tabed ein ze onesh lo elohu marutza b'kach. So he's had to have another onesh. Because obviously the onesh didn't work. If the onesh didn't work, so then we have to give him another onesh, and that's what the Maharal Diskin says. That's why we do the Ritzia. That's why we do the Ritzia now. We've mentioned in the past that Rav Schachter likes to quote this, an extension in terms of Galus itself. Right? Galus, we have to recognize, is an onesh. When the Jewish people are not in Eretz Yisrael, when we do not have, you know, Mashiach, when we don't have Beis HaMikdash, when we don't have Eretz Yisrael, so then that's an onesh. And if we, like, what does it say here? Ahavti as ishtiv as banai. Right? When we become so comfortable in galus that we forget that it's an onesh. Right? What has to happen? Manishin oso. Right? That's the Rabbi Aral Diskin says that we're going to get another onesh, Rachman al-Litzlan. So we have to be very careful to realize what's an onesh and what's not an onesh, and realize being in galus is an onesh, and it's not something that we should be comfortable with and be happy with, and recognize that we're lacking. Right? We have to realize we always have to be mitzapeh. Remember that we like to quote the smak in mitzvah aleph, where the smak notes that the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph the six questions that we're going to be asked la'asel lavo, and most of them are pretty straightforward. We know where the source is in the Torah. Kavati itim laTorah. We know. Because that's based on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And Asadav Nasadav Emuna, where you honest in business, we know, because there's Avera Midvar Sheket Tirchak, you have to stay away from falsehood. And we know about Asakta Mepir Yiva Rivya, because that's a mitzvah. But what about Tzipisul Yeshua? So where do you have to hope for the salvation? What am I violating if I'm not hoping for the salvation? I'm comfortable with everything that we have in this world, and I'm not looking for anything more or different. And the answer is that that's a violation, says the smak, of mitzvah aleph, of the mitzvah of emunah. An imam emunah shlema, we just read in last week's parsha, asher otzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, onochi Hashem alokecha, I took you out of Mitzrayim, you have to believe that just like I took you out of Mitzrayim, I have plans to take you out in the future also, to take you out for the gula ha'asida, and we have to realize that that is something that we're missing and lacking, and that until that state, we're in a state of onesh. Right, churban, onesh. If we don't feel like anything's wrong, right, that's a problem. The Brisker Rav, the other Brisker Rav, the Griz, is even medayik in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim, the end of Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam discusses hoping for Mashiach, and we have to look forward to it. And it's one of the Ani Mamins that we believe in Mashiach. So right at the beginning of that parak, the parak Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim. The Griz is medayik. Hamelach Hamashiach asid la'amod la'chzir malchus beis David liyashna. Melach Hamashiach is going to stand up and return malchus beis David liyashna hamemshala harishona ubone mikdash and build the mikdash. Right, that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah with the Rambam about whether the mikdash is going to come down from heaven or the Rambam here says we're going to build it. Umakabeis d'tchei Yisrael v'chozrin kala mishpatim biyamav kishayim ikodem and all the previous laws are going to return. Makrivin karbanos va'osin shmitin v'yovlos kechal mitzvas and amuras b'torah. V'chal mi, and here's the key line for us. V'chal mi she'eno ma'amin bo. Anyone who does not believe in him, o mi she'eno mechake libiaso. Two separate points, the Rambam says. Someone who does not believe in him, or someone who does not wait with anticipation for his coming. Right, you can believe he's going to come, but yeah, he comes whenever, but No, I don't need Mashiach to come right now. You know, let me make my certain amount of money and let my kids get married off and get settled. And, you know, do we really want Mashiach to eat down? Says the Rambam. Mishe'enu mechake lebiyaso. Again, the more tsaris we have in our life, then the more nationwide tsaris, the easier it is. But we have to feel this every single day. Lo b'shar neviim bilvadu kofer. If somebody does not believe or doesn't wait for it to come, not only does he is he denying the words of all the neviim, ela b'torah u'Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, because it says the end of the Torah. V'shav v'shav lokech hashvuscha v'richamecha v'shav v'gibeschem v'chol amim. Yirin etach v'zeich shemayim. All the psukim. Elu dvarim ha'mefarshim b'torah him kolim kol advarim shenemru al yedei kol ha'neviim. Right, and that's what's said, and he quotes from Bilam, and he quotes from many other psukim, so we have to realize, mechake libiaso, and that's what the Maral Diskin reflects here, the extension, Rav Schechter's extension of the Maral Diskin, that we have to realize that Gullus is an Onesh, and whenever there's an Onesh, we have to daven that the Onesh is removed, and do what we can. Too. There's no reason that we need to stay in Onesh if Hashem says that the Onesh can be up to a certain extent. Okay, so then we get to many different halachas relating to all the Baba Kama and all the Baba Metzia. So one drush that the Chasam Sofer quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Nasan Adler. So we have the Pasuk, the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk we'll do first, the Pasuk in Perachav Beis, Pasuk Vav. Ki yitain ish el re'ehu. This is the sugya of Shomrim. Ki yitain ish el re'ehu kesef o kelim lishmar. Somebody gives to their friend something to watch, money or kelim. V'guna mebeso ish, and it's stolen. If the ganav is found, he, the ganav, has to pay twice. Right? That's the makor of kefal. If the ganav is not found, so the shomer goes to the judges. As long as he didn't do anything, right? This shomer is pater from geneva. So obviously, it's talking about a shomer chinam. Shomer chinam, right? As we know, Chazal, the Torah Shvapeh, discusses each of these sections as talking about a different type of shomer. So if you look in the Chasam Sofer, right here in the Chasam Sofer al HaTorah, he quotes from Rav Nasan Adler here in source number 3. Kitin Eshereo Kesef Shamati Mi Biar Moria Go Nachasid. Rav Nasan Adler, Kohen Sedek. Kitin Ish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ish. Kitin Ish. Hashem's going to give. Kedisa B'Medrash Ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Hashem Ish Milchama. Kitin Ish L'Re'ehu. L'Re'ehu is Yisrael. To us. Kedisa b'medrash, he quotes the medrash, Re'acha v're'avicha al tazov, Re'acha ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'memela anu re'im kaviyacholo. If he is our friend, so then we are his friend, right? It also comes up, he doesn't quote it here, I don't think, he quotes the medrash, but some people might know this also from the Gemara Shabbos on V'hatzor Re'acha Kamocha, right, by the Gemara of Hillel, also on that same daf in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, where it says, where he talks about, you know, da'alecha sani l'chavreich lo tevid. So Rashi there quotes this pasuk in Mishle that the Chasam Sofer just quoted. Re'acha v're'avicha al ta'azov ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al taver al dvarav sh'arei alecha sanu ish'yavar chavreicha al dvarecha. L'shnachrina chavreicha mamish. Kugong zela v'gneva v'niya v'rob mitzvahs. That's what the Rashi quotes there, the same pasuk that the Chasam Sofer quotes. So, ki yitin ishal re'ehu, if a man, meaning if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to re'ehu to the Am Yisrael, if they give, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give? Kesef kimashma'o. Line 6. Kesef, money. Oh, kelim. What's kelim? Utensils to use. Evarav v'chol tzrachav, my body, he gives me my kochos. Ko, Hashem gives to re'ehu to an Yisrael, kesef akim, gives us stuff to use, lishmar, he gives it to us to guard, to use properly, right, to use to serve him, bikedusha, and then what happens? V'guna mi beis ha'ish. And it's stolen from the beis ha'ish. Shu pogem u'motzio me'akedusha. Right, it's, I have to guard it, and then it was stolen from, and it was tainted now. And now it's removed from the Kedusha. Im yimatzei so ugunav. So now it was stolen and I messed up. Im yimatzei haganav. Im yimatzei shehu ganav. If it comes out that he stole. Shaloshav bitshuva. If he stole, right, if yimatzei haganav, if it's found, he's still in the state of Geneva. He hasn't done shuva yet. So then, yishalim shnayim. Kedachsev lacha miyad Hashem. Kiflayim b'kol chatoseha. Meaning we're going to be punished. Right, and Yimatzei Aganav, if there's the state of Geneva persists and we don't do tshuva, that's a problem. But v'im lo Yimatzei Aganav nek pasik, im lo Yimatzei Aganav, if it's not found in the Ganav's hands anymore. Meaning we're able to do tshuva. We're able to get it back. We're able to get back the Kedusha. Ki kvar shav b'tshuva, az the nikra balabayis el ha'elokim. Then that brings us closer to Hashem. The nikra v'aloh elokim yoser mitzadik meikara, even greater than the original tzadik, as the Gemara says. Kibemakam shabali tshuva omdin, ain't tzadik and gerum yichol lamo. So if the Geneva is still in the state of Geneva, that's fine. We have to do tshuva. But if it's not found, right, it's not in the state of Geneva anymore. We were makadish our lives, so we're brought close. V'nikra v'aloh elokim, ach bitnai, as long as if our sins don't have to do with our fellow man, because then it's not up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. Then we have to be mode and shoel slicha. Shuchlo chata beino ben chaveiro. De'oz lo yechupar achiratzes chaveiro. Elu divrei harav zatzal visvasav yushak. And that's the way that Rav Nassan Adler reads a pasuk in Chumash al derech jerush. Okay, we got to do what we can to do tshuva from any of our faults. Okay, a number of contemporary thoughts. Chafetz Chaim, source 4, and again, this has been mentioned in other contexts. Says the Chafetz Chaim, another example of reading a pasuk on another level, not just a pashup shot. So we have in this parsha a form of Hashavas Aveda. One of the pesukim that describe Hashavas Aveda, we have it elsewhere, but we have here in not just Hashavas Aveda, but helping your friend's animal. Kisifka, shor oyivcho, shor chamero toeh, hashev tishivenu lo. The pasuk says, right, if you meet the ox of your enemy, meaning even your enemy, or his donkey, toeh wandering, hashev tishivenu lo, you shall surely return it to him. Right, that's the pasuk of one of the pesukim of Hashavas Aveda. Says the Chafetz Chaim, source number 4, so he also quotes the Pesukim in Kiseitse, lo tiras shor achicho seyo toet, nidachim visalamta mehem, hashev tishivem. There's a different there, the Ramban, he notes, says nidachim there, ki toet shetom midarkov yachalato so aderech belo amal gadol. Right, in our Pasuk, it's just toet, he's wandering a little bit, so you give him a little nudge, and he can get back onto the path. And now nidachim means far out. That's the Ramban emphasizes that. Says the Chafetz Chaim. We're talking about animals that are lost, says the Chafetz Chaim. And there's something much more valuable to people than their animals. If the Torah has such compassion and concern over a Jew's money, afilo al chamaro seyo, on his donkey, on his sheep, shita'a v'hirchik men aderech, v'achova kol lechalato so aderech, we have to do what we can to be able to put him back on the path. Kol shekein, shetzorach l'rachim ala nefesh ha-yisraelis. What about a person's soul? What about his spiritual state? If we have to be nervous and concerned to do what we can to return his physical state, surely his spiritual. Even if you have to work very hard, he says, nidachim, right? In Kiseitse, even if somebody's very far out, we have to do what we can to try to inspire. V'hinei yadua darashas chazal, b'metzia, he quotes, hashev tishivem lachicha afilu mea pa'amim, even 100 times. Do what we can in order to inspire. I remember the Gemara in Erevin, Rabbi Preda 400 times. He taught the sugya to the student. He wanted and he tried, couldn't understand it. He did not lose his patience. He kept teaching, kept bringing him up. And we have to, he had the attitude, Hashav Teshivim Lo, bring it back. Ube Emes, says the Chavis Chaim Bizmanenu, Afilu Chotim Gemurim. Matsui Berubam, even major sinners, says the Chavetz Chaim, they're generally lost. She'enam lahachas chas v'shalom, right? Tinok she'nishbaz. Rak tolem b'derech ade eza poshim, she'matem osam en anderech. Most people are just misguided. V'arei mamish kiseh oved, like a lost sheep. She'eni yodeh eich lashuv el beis balav. He's looking for his home. He doesn't know how to come back. U'mitzvah rabba l'rachem aleyem. U'laharosam aderech anachona. Mitzvah rabba, to have compassion on them. And to lead them back, to teach them the way. And we have to do what we can. There are those that say, that says the Chavetz Chaim, many people have tremendous kishronos, abilities. Asher nathan Hashem bohem chachmo tfuna v'ruyim likar b'shem roe Yisrael. They can be shepherds. They can be leaders. V'yish b'kocham l'rifus shever amenu. And they could heal the brokenness of our nation. L'horosa madera chasul Hashem. They could teach. Ein lehem lachshos beis hazos. Don't be quiet. Go inspire. Go do what you can. Sha'al yedei hasiyim atoim b'derech. If you don't, while they still have a little connection, if you don't act now, they're going to be totally lost. The damam yidareish mehem, and the people who had the power to bring them back and don't, they're going to be responsible, and they're going to be held responsible. There's a special schar for those who bring people back. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to do what we can to make sure that we bring those back, those who we have it in our power. Known in the past that it's amazing that we have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So you think Hashavas Aveda is just, you know, bringing back somebody's animals, somebody's lost clothing. But there are two applications here that, you know, you wouldn't have thought, but are amazing, right? You have here the Chavetz Chaim extends it for somebody's lost, spiritual self. And we have to do what we can to try to bring them back. The Rambam, based on Chazal, but the Rambam in the Pirshim Mishnayos and Nedarim, Dalad Dalad, my father loved to quote this Rambam. And that is, the Rambam says, included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is healing someone, right? Somebody lost their health. When a doctor heals, where's the chiyuv of refuah in the Torah? So, rirapo yirape, the language of the Gemara is mikan, this week's parsha, v'nitan rishus lerofe lerapos. There's a rishus, there's an allowance, the Torah Tamima says, but that's only an allowance. But chiyuv, where do you say that there's a chiyuv and a mitzvah? A mitzvah, a chovas, you know, to return the health, that's his, vashivosalo. That's, Hashavas Aveda, right? Bringing back somebody's, physical stuff, possessions, that's what the Torah says. Bringing back somebody's spiritual state, that's the Chavetz Chaim. Giving back somebody's health, that's what the Rambam emphasizes in the Pirshim Mishnayos, you know, how the Mefarshim, you know, could read psukim in the Torah. There are so many different levels and ways of reading, and this is a way that, we could understand it as well. Okay. Moving right along to a story. A story that I heard years ago in the name of Rav Yaakov Emdin, that this happened to Rav Yaakov Emdin. But here it's quoted from a different great. Maybe it happened to both, the same type of conversation. But it's quoted here in source number 5, the Korosel Shabbosonic, on the mitzvah of Achiram Mahatos, right on the mitzvah of following the majority, which is a mitzvah d'araisa, following the majority. It's quoted from the Baal Shem, from Michelstadt, Rav Yitzchak Aryeh Vermaser, one of the learned with, the same generation as the Chassam Sofer who we just had. He learned with the Chassam Sofer, the following story is told about him when he was very young, and he was known as an Ilui throughout the world. So, Be'echad Hayom in line 3. Higia Shmuel Ayalan Amufla Lachatzir Shal Aduchis, right? The prince, the governor, you know, heard about this special kid, special genius child. He wanted to see this amazing child. He says, come to my palace. I want you to visit. It was a palace with many, many tens of rooms all over. He wanted to test this child. He wanted to see if he really was, as his reputation preceded him. He told this all of his servants and all of his, butlers and all of the chefs. Everybody, leave the palace. Nire chashabli bovadoches. Let's see. Im yimati ayala derech ketsa lahagia elai. Below kol hadracha b'mizdronos harmon. Everybody's going to leave. I'm going to go hide in one of the rooms. You have to find me. You have to find me in one of the rooms, right? There are hundreds of rooms. You find me. So he comes, the kid comes, he's like, how am I going to find this? He was smart. He started looking around. He bid heitev svivo v'hivchin, ki rak b'cheder echad havilon sagur. He realized, maybe not so smart, need to be, but he realized that there was only one room with the curtain that was drawn. Only one room that the curtain was closed. Simin chashav yalabalibo, shaduchas nim sasham, he must be in there, v'kachaya. as he was there. Ech matzata oti kochu maher, shaladuchas. How do you find me? Halyalat siperlo. Says, I told him, just before we continue the story, that's itself is a Musar Haskel. Often, you could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu where it's dark, where the curtain is closed. But some things are open and clear that you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu always there. You have to search HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we learned in last week's Parsha, Umogen Moshe Nikash El Ha'arafel, right? Where there was a darkness, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Where there's Hester Pan, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's what behind the story. But we continue the story. And what would you have done? He asks, Ilu hayu hamisharsim nisharim. If my servants were still around, the kalachad mehem hayamanasa lahatosotzcha, v'lomalachashaninim sabachedracher. What would you have listened to them if they would have said, he's in this room, he's in this room, he's in that room? So the kid says, well, I would have probably gone by the majority. Hayti nota achare arov heishva yalad. Whatever the majority would have told me. Says the Duchess, imata note achar arov, if you follow the rov, him shechaduchas, maduata yehudi, haver yehudi miyoto ba'olam. Oh, if you follow the majority, isn't there a follow majority, but most people in the world say that the Jewish religion is wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them up. Adoni aduchas, heishiva yelen. There's a difference. And again, this, I heard this in the name of Rav Yaakov Emden, or Rav Yonatan Aibishes, I think Rav Yaakov Emden. Kasher ani roe otcha yoshev kam lefanai. If I see you sitting in front of me, becheder ze, afilum yavo kol mishar secha v'yomru li ki matzu yata becheder acher, lo amin bohem. If I see you in this room and they tell me, even the majority, even everybody says he's in another room, I don't believe them. Because you only follow the rove when there's a suffix. You only follow the rove if there's a doubt. Sharei ani roa zakan v'nochach gadol mizu ein lolach hazachar arov el arak hasher yisafek v'lo kasher hadavar barer. If the davar is barer, then you don't follow the sun. And we know the davar is barer. We know the davar is barer. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know Nasev and Nishma is clear to us, and therefore there's no issue of rove in a case of is it daytime, is it nighttime. I don't need to follow the rove in that situation. So again, that's what we have throughout history, challenges like that, but that is what we hold. Okay. Moving right along. So we have Nasa Vinishma towards the end of the Parsha. Again, there are so many other mitzvahs that we could, maybe to add in one more that I didn't put on the sheet, but I'll just add in one more. And that is, I think we mentioned this, one of the Bali Atosus in the Dasa Kanim on the Pasuk earlier. In the Pasuk, it says that Ubasar Basad the Treif at the end of Perachav Beis, where the Torah tells us, again, I want to pick one other halacha before we get to Nasa Vinishma at the end of the parsha. Basad the treifa lo sochelu lakelav tashlichunoso. Basad the treifa don't eat lakelav tashlichunoso. Throw it to the dogs. So why do you throw the treifa to the dogs? The treifa meaning an animal that died without shchita. Another animal attacked it. Why do you throw it to the dogs? So that's what Rashi quotes. Lakelav tashlichunoso. Limetcha akasiv she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol birya. Hashem does not withhold the schar of any creature. Shenemar. Right, to the Jews, no dog barked. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tnu lo scharo. The Mechilta, right, give him his schar. But if you look in the Dasa Kanim here, he has another beautiful pshat. And that is, why the dogs? What kind of treif are we talking about? It must be, as we know, whenever there's a group of sheep and a shepherd, there's a couple of dogs that are surrounding the sheep that protect the sheep from danger, from attacking animals outside. So what must have happened? It must be that one day the dogs didn't do their job. Because it says there's a treifa, right? One of the sheep was nitraf. It must be the dog fell asleep on the job one day. And that's why a wolf got in and took a bite out of a sheep. So what does the Torah say? Lakel tashlichu noso. Still give it to the dog. Why don't you give it to the dog? He messed up today. Why should I give it to him? The answer is no. He might have messed up today. What about yesterday? What about tomorrow? Keep things in perspective. Keep things in perspective. Even if somebody had a bad day, if somebody's been loyal and they had one mistake, keep things in perspective. And we've mentioned this in the context of Adam and Chava, that after the chait of Adam and Chava, right after the chait, after the dust settles, everybody gets punished. Hashem leaves the picture. And what happens? Adam turns to Chava and says, we would have expected him to say, great job, right? I can't believe this. The worst spousal mistake in the history of the world. No, what does it say? Adam calls Isha Chava, ki hi ayseim kol chai. Adam is able to keep things in perspective. Adam is able to say, you know, I know there was a mess up, but you know what? I will do my best to keep things in perspective. I know we have a society, we have a world to build, and therefore I'm going to name you Chava, and that's like the dogs, like the message that we had to give us the dogs, La Kelev, Tashlichun, Osel. Okay, so now we get back to Naaseh V'Nishma. So the Zera Shim shown here in source number 6 discusses Naaseh V'Nishma and asks the question that all the Mefarshim ask, and that is, how is it possible to do Naaseh if we don't know anything? If we don't know Nishma, right? Rabbi Akiva, Bashar Shigimi Sa Naaseh V'Nishma. Yotza Baskel V'Yamra. When we said Naaseh V'Nishma, Baskel went out and said, Mi Gila L'Banei Razeh. Who told my children such a secret? Shemalachi Asharis Mishtam Shabo. The Malachim. So first question he asks is, what we just said. Question one. Question two, what does Naaseh V'Nishma have to do with Malachim? This one is not always focused by everyone. Red Dafka, who told them this secret that the Malachim, they're the ones that know that this Naaseh V'Nishma, and remember, they're the ones that came and put crowns on each of the Jewish people, one for Naaseh, one for Nishma. So what does Naaseh V'Nishma have to do with the Malachim? Umau mi gila labanai razeh dema raz shayakan. What's the secret here that has to do with the Malachim? Right? And then he says, number three, what about the Hemshech HaGemara? He quotes part of it, but I'll read it, the Hemshech HaGemara, where he quotes on the bottom of Pechesim and Aleph, where the Gemara discusses that there was a min, there was a tzduki that was with one of the Amoraim, I think it was Rava, right? And he says, "Ho tzduki, dechazi l'Rava, to come ayin b'shmayit tzivi, yasvetz basi didei tutekari." Rava was sitting on his fingers, v'kamayis behu, and he didn't realize that some of his fingers were like oozing out blood. So Amalei, this tzduki says, he says, "What are you doing? You're the am that says Naaseh V'Nishma, you're still acting like that." What are you doing? Right? First you should have said Nishma, then Naaseh. The Tzduki says to Rava. And Rava says, no. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Right? Completely. Rashi, we trusted. We love Hashem, we trusted him. He wouldn't give us anything that we wouldn't be able to handle. We trusted him. Naaseh V'Nishma. So we serve Hashem completely. Right? Hanach Inshi, you guys, the Sagin Balilusei, right? You serve with excuses. Right? With tainus. So what exactly is that? What does Naaseh V'Nishma have to do with serving Hashem completely, not completely? What's happening? So says the Zera Shimshon. Remember the Gemara in Bava Kamma also. It says a person, Asher Yasa Ha'adam B'chai Bohem. Yisrael Kohanim Levi'im Lo Ne'amar Ela Ha'adam. It doesn't say Kohen Levi Yisrael, but it says Adam. Lo Melecha Afilu Goyim Osik Batorah Hu Kohen Gadol. A Goy who's Osik Batorah, and the Gemara's Maskana is regarding his Sheva Mitzvahs, gets Schar. But Ela She'inim Akalam Schar Ki Mitzuba V'yosa El Ki Mishinim Mitzuba V'yosa. But there's different levels of schar. Like we said, Godol HaMitzuba V'Yose. Being a Mitzuba V'Yose, one gets more schar. Tosfos, there's greater Yetzahara not to do it. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we're supposed to do mitzvahs not for schar. Right? Al Tiyu Kavadam Amsham Shenes Arav. Amanash L'Kabal Pras. El Shalom Amanash L'Kabal Pras. Why? Because Amanash L'Kabal Pras is not called a complete Avoda. Eina Nikres Avoda Shlema Avoda Tama. Right, it's not called Avodah Shlema if it's Al Menas L'Kabal Pras. Fachanami says the Zera Shimshon, that's what Naaseh V'Nishma is emphasizing. Of course we have to know beforehand. We have to know beforehand. But Naaseh V'Nishma Udoma Lazeh, Dinochi Nami Sheitzorach Laim L'Yisrael Tchila, L'Shmo Aseder Avodos V'Hamitzos V'Yacharkach L'Avod. Of course we have to know about it and be Mitzuva first and then do it. But Naaseh V'Nishma is an expression of, we'll do it even if we wouldn't be commanded. Because it's an act out of love, and we're not interested in the schar. We do it because we love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amnam kavanis Yisrael ha'isakach. Afilu imlo hayita nosei lanu. Schar. Kimitzuva v'yose. Ela kimisha'ena mitzuva dayenu. Even if you would give us the mitzvahs without the schar, just as an e-mitzuva v'yose, that'll be enough. Right? And that's what the emphasis is with Naaseh. Vinishma, Nasa will do it even if it's Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu, we didn't even know about it beforehand. And that's so gadol, that's the Malachim. Because Malachim don't do mitzvahs for schar. Malachim do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do. Are they mitzvah v'yoseh? They don't have a choice. They're not getting reward. The Iker Haminus and the Tzduki. Rebbe, where did the Tzdukim come from? They misunderstood that Mishnah from Antigonus. Right? Look at the Rambam there in the Pirshei Mishnah at the beginning of Avos. Tzadok and Baitus. They thought there's no schar. They thought there's no schar. We're not doing mitzvahs for no schar. Right? Because that's not Avodah Bishleimus. That's what Rebbe was telling them. Right, they made a mistake in this Mishnah. They thought not Shalom Manas Lakalapras, Ela Manas Shalom Lakalapras. That's how they read it. And Rava answered that heretic, Anan Sagina Bishlemusa. No, we serve Hashem Bishlemus. And he quotes Rashi. Va'ovdim Lakel Ba'ava Rava. Aval Hanach Inshi, the Sagavad Lilusa, Verosim Lavodi, just do it on Manas Lakalapras. So that's what Rava answers them, and that's the connection to Malachim, and that's the emphasis of Nasa v'Nishma. Right? Nasa will do it even, you know, without being Nishma commanded. It's as if we'll do it in that way. That's Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, just to give him nakas. And that's related to the Sifri at the end of Zos HaBracha, at the end of the Torah, at the beginning of Zos HaBracha, where the Sifri notes, the next source, the Sifri says, "Kishin ba Hashem is Sinai ba kishnigla makom liten Torah al Yisrael." When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah law al Yisrael, bilvaru nigla. Right, Hashem does not reveal Himself only to Bnei Yisrael, but He gave opportunity for the other nations too. El akol umos betchi, el kol umos. He went to the other nations too. Betchi lahalach eitzal Bnei Esav arma lahem mekalumatim es haTorah. He went to the other nations. New, you want the Torah? Amrulo makasa ba. Sure. What did it say in it? Arma lahem lo tirtzach. Lo tirtzach, they say. Lo tirtzach. Amr lefan rebona shalolam. Kalatz mo shaloso avim rotzeichu. That's what we do. That's what we do in our free time. Vayadayim ide Esav. Vayakach ivtichu aviv. Valchar bechatich. Yeah, so, Bnei Esav are out. Halach lo yisal abnei amonu moav. Amonu moav amrla. Mekalim atem as haTorah. You want the Torah? Amrla. They say maksivba. Knew what's written in it. Amr lahem. Lo tinaf. Atzma shal erva lahem. Right, that's what this is talking about. Amon and Moab, they came from Lot. Arena shtei benos Lot me'aviim. Halacha matzah bnei Yishmael. They went to Yishmael. Amru lo makalim debas haTorah. You want the Torah, Yishmael? Amru lo makasuba. What's written in it? Amru lahem lo signov. They say lo. Hashem says lo signov. Amru lafanav. They say lo signov. We can't live without that. That's how we make our parnasa. Ribono shel olam. Call atzmo aviim listim haya. Shenemar v'hu ye pere adam. Lo haisa uma ba'umo shalohalach, Hashem offered it to every single nation. V'diber, v'dafak al pischam, ma yirtzu, v'yikablo as haTorah. He did that to everyone. V'chein omer yoduch Hashem, kol ma'alchei aretz ki shamru imrei ficha. They heard it. They heard it. They didn't accept it. They heard it and accept it. Until they came, right, they couldn't even keep the Sheva Mitzvos Bei Noach, until they came to Klal Yisrael, and they said Nasa v'Nishma. So the question that's asked by some of the Bali Musar is, Hashem wants to make a deal here. He goes to them and he offers them the Torah. They say, Ma Kasuba. He says, what's written in it? What should Hashem answer? What does Hashem answer? Lo Sirtzach. He answered them exactly the worst thing that he could have answered them. That he knew exactly that they rejected for this. Right? When Esav says, Ma Kasuba, why didn't Hashem say, V'yahavta Rechal Kamocha? Right? Why didn't Hashem say, I don't know, building a makeh? Why didn't Hashem say, Hashavas Aveda? Biker Cholim, Tzitzis, the mitzvahs. Why Dafka? He picked the thing that he knew that they would reject it because of. So explains the Mefarshim, because right when they said, Ma Kasuba, Hashem basically said, I'm not interested. Not interested. That's not called commitment. Your commitment is going to be based on what you decide. You're going to hear and then decide whether, you know, it's worth it for you or not to make that decision. Ma kaza, lo sirtzach, right? Lo sinaf, right? I'm not interested. But, you know, b'kla Yisrael, nasa v'nishma, that's called commitment, right? And that's called out of ahava. That's called out of ahava, and that's why I'm going to use that as the basis of our relationship. Last thought for this shir, and that's also a nasa v'nishma thought from Rav Shimon Shkup. It's in the Sefer Toras Chaim, which quotes thoughts from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, so he quotes this from Rav Shimon Shkup, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's comment about the thought, but I'm just going to quote you the thought from Rav Shimon Shkup. He said when Rav Shimon Shkup was chosen to be a Rav in a certain place, so the first Shabbos was Parshas Yisro, and he talks about what Na'aseh V'nishma is. You have it there, source number 8. So he says, Bir she'na'aseh V'nishma kalulam kol sugei mitzvahs. Na'aseh rovis al mitzvahs she'in lahem tam. Na'aseh is mitzvahs that don't have a reason. We'll do it. We'll just do it. Without an understanding, we'll do it. Nishma, Roma la mitzvah sheish lahem tam. Mitzvahs that do have a reason. That nishma, we'll hear, we'll understand, and we'll do it. Sheshominu mevinim osam. Vihine, ha mitzvah sheish lahem tam vahavana. Mekayman osam biyoser chesh abgislavus. Mechash yodim tam vahavana osam. Usually mishpatim and reasons with, mitzvahs with reasons, and avada, we understand, we do it with more eslavos, more excitement, because we understand it. Measha mitzvahs chukios, more than mitzvahs that we just do as chukim. Shame gzeiros akasuf, mekamino son befachos beslavos lachesh, we do it because we have to. Shatnez and basa bachalav, and other mitzvahs. Chalitza, if you say that's a chok. Vizeo shamar de yisoba kabbalos torah, and hapalos torah, we put it together. We said nase v'nishma. She mekala malatzmam she yasu amitzvos hachukios shel nase, but also cheshik v'slavos ko amitzvos shel nishma she mevid in time on. It's a package deal. We realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kiblu alatzmam l'kayim es kala torah kula es kala mitzvos. Bein im heim mevinim es hataman l'amitzvos alo. We do it as a package. Yes, it's nice to understand, like the Rambam talks about at the end of Hilchas Me'ilah. We try to understand all the mitzvos that we can, and it gives us a greater bren to do it, but ultimately, we're going to do the package of mitzvahs with the same excitement, with the same love. As we just said, Nasa V'nishma is all about the love. Shalom and Asla Kabbal Pras. So if we do it in all that way, we realize it's all good for us and valuable for us in this world and in the next world. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, there won't be a shiur for Truma this year. Feel free to listen to any of the 16 years of archives. B'Hashem, we'll pick up with Parshat Tetzaveh in the following week.